Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
All my life I've been an obese man trapped inside a fat man's body.
Boy, that describes me perfectly.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Yeah, I could be a lot worse, but
what?
I watched myself.
What could be worse?
That's what I'm saying. I'm an obese man trapped inside a fat man's body. I could.
You could be obese. A more obese.
I could
man.
Be really obese.
Yeah.
On the sunny side of the street.
When I turn away that third piece of cake. Nope. I'm going to stop at fat.
I'm with you, man. I used to say, sure, I'll take a fourth piece, but. I got self-control. It's yep. 3 now and no more. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this, the 15th day of July. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, I think
it was last month.
June 3rd.
Ode to Billy Joe. That's right. I keep messing that up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to do as my first commercial today, First Community Credit Union. I'd like to do that now, and I'll tell you why. I just came from there. I mean, directly from there. I like women, and I know this is discriminatory, but if I walk in and there are two tellers available, I'll take the woman. I just will.
I would like do the them. Same thing.
I like women. Now, there would be people that would say, well, that's sex discrimination. Okay. I believe in sexual discrimination in certain areas. For example, if First Community Credit Union decided to offer massages to its customers, you can have a man massage you, or you can have a woman. I'll take B. The woman.
You could have a man massage you for free, or a woman will charge you $50.
Well, I'll take the woman.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing I would do. I might consider two masseuses. What if it's plural? Because there's a masseur and a masseuse. What would plural
masseurs?
Be?
Masseurs?
I don't know.
Tour masseuses.
Yeah.
I would say to the guy, you can massage my back and shoulders, okay? But when I turn over, you're out of here. I want her to massage me. Then
deep tissue part, maybe.
The front.
Then the front. Then the dilemma. Do you want her good looking? Or do you want her like Olga, the big Swedish or German man-looking woman?
No, you want her good looking because it would be like a man massaging you.
Yes, and I do want her good looking, which brings me to the reason I've never had a massage. I could only have the back massage. I'd want half price.
Because of movement?
Thank you. Yeah. I would say I'm not turning over and let you, Miss Hot Hottie, massage my front part. Mm. So how about half price, do my back and shoulders, and I'm out of here. Because I'm telling you.
I had a massage one time. I was not.
Did things happen?
Not a pleasurable experience.
Really? I had one, and it was awesome.
Well, you had the old Lindbergh Avenue happy ending massage, probably. But see, that's the other thing. If they say, if I'm getting a massage, this is a First Community Credit Union commercial.
This is still a commercial thing.
This is hypothetically, if you make a deposit, you get a massage. All right.
Oh.
She's hot, and if Mr. Happy decides to let her know that.
Right.
Now you have a situation, because leaving you that way is cruel and, I believe, unhealthy.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that has to happen a lot. I wonder how they handle that situation.
Well, some places,
places
actually do handle it.
Well, right.
That's illegal.
It would never be on
the price sheet. No.
But once you're inside the room.
But let me as the president likes to say, let me be clear. I don't think it should be illegal. Because I think if you get a massage and your body is responding, your body, when that happens to a guy, Mr. Happy is actually crying out for relief.
Is that considered a muscle also?
No.
No.
I don't believe it is.
I thought he cries at the end of it.
Yeah.
He's maybe...
It's cruel.
Yes.
And it should be okay to relieve that pressure and that tension. Because the whole point of a massage is you walk out, no tension.
Relax.
Relax, stress is gone. It's pretty stressful when you walk out and your big towel is actually hanging on Mr. Happy. That is not relief.
You know how they should make those massage tables? You know how they have the thing in your up top?
Put your face in.
Yeah, where you put your face in and they have that hole.
Oh,
they
no,
should have,
oh,
a,
no,
hole.
The, oh, have no, a hole. No, the no, no. They have those.
They have a hole in the middle?
Yes.
Really?
They do?
Yes.
Where?
Not legitimate massage places.
Oh.
But the off the beaten path. Path. Off the. I hope the police don't come in here. Massage tables have.
Oh.
What do they get under there, like a mechanic?
Yes. No, yes, they do.
It's
for some guys, it's like a fetish thing. They get under the table. And you're lying face down, and your face has a place to breathe, to look through, and Mr. Happy has a place, and underneath they relieve, stress.
I'll be darned.
I had a friend who in the 80s.
Was his name Hank?
No. In the 80s, it was common knowledge at a particular recording studio where I used to do a lot of stuff, and we did commercials. Every day at lunch, that was his lunch, because it wasn't that far away. He was a regular. I mean, the women all knew him. He'd go in for his lunch massage.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow.
And that's what he was known for, was, we know where he's going, and he'd go down, and he'd tell you all about it. And I just think that I think the world is weird, and I think we're hung up on things, and I think relieving Mr. Happy's tension doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't impregnate anybody. Where's the victim? Thank you. Nobody's harmed. Mm-mm. There's no disease transmitted.
Well, Mr. Happy's the victim if you have to walk out.
Yes, if you have to leave like he is the victim.
Yeah.
Everybody, every other part of your body got stress relief. Why not me?
I don't think the sponsor still wants to be a part of this story.
Okay, that was not part of a First Community Credit. Here's the First Community Credit Union commercial. The First Community Credit Union commercial is, I was there today, and I was waited on by Jessica. She was wonderful. And while I'm there, a customer came in with a whole bunch of coins. Did you know that at First Community Credit Union, you can take a lot of people. I have this at home. I have jars full of nickels and dimes.
Oh,
I save them for my grandson. Every night, whatever coins I have, boom, they go into a couple of big jars. Well, you can take those and dump them in there, and those machines that sort them out.
They do the coin counting there?
Yes. No charge if you're a customer. At the supermarkets, it's 8%.
I know. It's crazy.
If you put $100 worth
of
coins
like
in there.
It's 9/10% or something. It's,
Well, if you put $100 in there, you're going to get $99 back.
Like $91.
I'm sorry, $91 back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get 91 instead of 100. That's a pretty good return for them on those coins. They're making 9% on your money. First Community Credit Union. Bring a wheelbarrow full in here. This guy that was at the teller's window next to the girl who I chose to wait on me said they just had somebody come in there and like a couple of $1,000 worth of nickels and quarters.
Wow.
I don't think the guy realized how much he had. And he said it was in a couple of great big bags. It dump them in there and it sorts them and it gives you a printout of how many nickels you had, how many quarters. That's pretty wild.
That's
and
awesome.
And then total and you get your money. And if you're a member, they don't charge you 9%.
I know someone that did that. They went in and they did, and it was like over $700. They didn't.
Well,
realize
that's a lot of coins.
I know.
Unless it was all quarters.
No, I don't think so.
It's still going to weigh a lot. You need a wheelbarrow. So that's you're not going to bank and do your banking at First Community Credit Union just because they have a coin sorting machine. So, corn. What the heck? So you know what's wrong? I saw Dave Schumacher. And all I can think about is corn.
I know.
Yes.
Corn.
Which corn. I pronounce corn.
Yes.
To him, it's Karn and the Karn futures, and that's all I can think about. It's a coin sorting machine. You're not going to bank there just because of that, or just because there's great free popcorn, or even because in hot weather they're popsicles. You're going to bank there because it's a great place to bank for a lot of other reasons. Competitive rates, quick service, people who will go to work. I got a project right now that I got started for a friend who wants financing. And I told him, I said, I can guarantee you this will get done in a very timely fashion. You're going to be very happy with the rate. And talked to a business person a couple of days ago. They just locked in a 5-year loan for their business. They were stunned at the rate. They're thrilled to death. So they're very competitive with that. But the service will get your attention. Because I don't think you can go too many other places and get that kind of service. It's First Community Credit Union. They have 40 locations. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And I would appreciate it if you would consider doing your banking there. And, of course, letting them know why you're there and thanking them for the yard sale on Saturday morning. FirstCommunity.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say hi to, Brian Brown. I was pumping gas at the gas station, and this truckload of guys, hard-working landscaping guys, pulled up and asked if they could look at my car. Now, who would say, no, you can't look at my car? I mean, it's nice that they ask, hey, man, do you mind if we look at your car? No, don't look at it. What am I, Barbara Streisand?
Right.
I said, of course you can look at it. So they came over. Nice guys, hard-working landscaping guys. I don't know if their landscaping is any good or not. I'm not endorsing them. I can't because I've never had them work for me. But I appreciated the fact that they were friendly and that they worked their guts out. These are the kind of guys, they bust their butts, working real work in hot weather, Olympus Landscaping. And they're in Chesterfield, and there you go. Now, does anybody have anything to say?
I don't today.
Yeah, I don't know if I really do.
Sometimes when people are thinking only about vacation, they start slacking on work.
I'm getting ready for a
what's happened here
party couple of days.
That's not a story.
No.
We don't have to shut it down because we're not going to open it up. Here's what we are going to do. We're going to take some phone calls. Oh, Dr. Doug. Dr. Doug joins us today. So think about that if you have pets around 4:15. You'll be able to talk to him. 314-969. KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Let me tell you something, folks. I'm making this up, but I bet I'm right. 98% of people that listen to this show or any radio show never call in, never email, never call. Call. If you've never called, call. We'd love to have you. We don't care what you call about. If you call to say, I just wanted to call and say that I called in on the show, fine. We don't care. So one more time, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. I need to see the screen. Thank you very much, because otherwise I don't know who's on the phone, and I still don't know because Dan hasn't put any names up yet. So swing it around. Oh, hang on, folks. We're having a little technical glitch in the screen that shows me who's on. This just says this is Frank. Frank, how are you? Frank?
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. What can we do for you?
First of all, I'm AM and PM.
That's important.
Hallelujah. Second of all, I am a customer of First Community.
Yeah. No, you're not just a customer. You're a member.
I am a member. That is correct.
You're a brother, my brother.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I was listening to your story about Mr. Happy and massage, and that did happen to me.
Well, you're a man. You're a heterosexual man, probably.
Absolutely.
Of course it happened.
Absolutely. And, you know, the comment I think Eon was wanting to know, well, what do they do in that situation? Well, I'll tell you, she noticed it, and she said, I am not going to massage that.
Well, she was pretty clear.
Yeah.
At least she didn't notice it and laugh.
Well, right. Yeah, she didn't laugh.
That's good.
Her eyes got a little big.
Listen to this guy. Oh. Her eyes got big.
Or did she get the magnifying glass out?
Good one. She actually said, I am not touching that.
That's what she said. I am not massaging that.
Well, did she go and start massaging the rest of you, though, with that still there, though?
Here's my question. What are the rules on how close to Mr. Happy do you get? Mr. Happy and his buddies. How close do you get? An inch away? Two inches? Half an inch?
No, she tiptoed around it pretty far. She didn't get too close to it.
No.
And then the massage was pretty much over by then.
Yeah, that kind of took the fun out of it.
She could have at least
left you with some hope that maybe there'd be more.
Yeah, I think there's a blacklist there they put you on.
Yeah, you'd never be allowed in again. All right, good story, Frank. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening.
Hold on, let me fix something here.
I don't have any names on the screen. It's all blank.
No, there it is. Blank,
really? Blank, go down blank. To...
I don't know whose fault that was, but it doesn't matter. Bill, how are you?
Hey, you there?
Yes, I'm here, and you're there.
Oh, cool. Hey, there was a woman on the radio. I think it was John Landoff's sister-in-law or something last week.
Kitty.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang his little commercial song, but she didn't sing the old version of it.
By the low overhead way?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She just said, John Landoff Chevrolet.
Yeah. By the low overhead way.
Well, you just did it for her. There you go, right there.
Well, that's the entire song, though.
I bet somewhere there's an entire jingle. Because when jingle writers...
I think on YouTube you can...
They usually give you the whole song. But
Frank, I grew up, every morning my mom had the radio on, and I don't know, 6:45 or something on another AM station every morning.
Well, that's what
that
old
Johnny Landoff commercial. It like burned in my head.
Yeah, well, he loves that.
I'm sure he does.
He's glad it is. Bill, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Have a good day.
You too. Nice audience. The world's nicest audience. I'll show you. Rick, how are you?
I'm fine. I am AM and the PM.
A lot of people are. Lots of people are. How can we help you?
I am one of those guys that always listen to the radio station and never call in. This is the first time I've ever called in.
Well, doesn't it feel good? I mean,
it really does. It's like church.
It's exhilarating. Let's make it a habit. What can we do for you?
Well, yesterday you guys were talking about the fans, the old style, new design fans.
Right.
Well, when I was a kid, and I mean a kid 5-6 years old, we had a fan, and I could show off, and I could stick my finger in this fan, and I could stop it with my finger.
Oh, real smart.
Yeah. So then my father got a new fan,
uh-oh,
and it was one of those caged, old-style metal fans,
right.
And of course I was going to show off, and I stuck my finger in it, and I got 14 stitches. I'm looking at the scar on my right forefinger right now.
That'll teach you.
Yeah,
I learned a lot, and I don't think I'm ever going to do that again.
It's weird, though. That's something that kids, especially boys, are drawn to, is to try to, and I'm not kidding, try to stick their finger in the fan.
And stop it.
And even as a kid, you know there's blades
coming. I think I chunked my finger pretty good by doing it on one of the old metal ones.
Because you want to see, I wonder how bad this will really hurt. Yeah. What if this will cut my finger
off? I saw that fan, and I was absolutely drawn to it, and I knew I could stop it.
Did you walk up to it and make it sound like that when you're talking to the fan? That was the fun part.
It's like a ceiling fan. Have you ever stuck your finger up in a ceiling fan to see if you can...
Absolutely. That's stupid, too.
I enjoy you guys a lot, and this is absolutely the first time I've ever called a radio station, it'll probably be the last.
Don't make it the last. Don't make it the last, okay? You think of something. We need material, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Rick.
My brother Jeff is 6'8", and he
cut his head off.
No, he picked my son up, Joshua, when he was
uh-oh,
small.
Uh-oh.
And he picked Joshua up, and he went, "Hey, buddy!" and
raised him
Joshua's,
in the air.
Raised him in the air, and the fan was going, and Joshua's head hits the fan, going, boom, 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 and he goes, brings him down.
Man. Child abuse. He should be in prison.
I know.
Man. Ceiling. Yes, Peon, you're right.
I've done that.
But here's what happened. You hit off, and you don't want to wait for the blades to slow down.
So you reach up and
try to stop them. We don't even have the patience to wait for blades to slow down. Scott, how are you?
I am fine, Frank. How's it going?
It's going great today. What's up?
Oh, I'm AM and PM.
I'd like to hear that. I'd love to hear it. How can we help you?
I have a comment and a problem for the problem solver.
Well, let's have the comment first.
Window World rules.
Yep. Right. I'd love to hear that.
Got them over here at my house over here in 618. They did a bang-up job one day. Well, looks like brand new.
Well, good. Now, are we ready for the problem?
Yes.
Well, then you need us, because we are.
The Problem Solvers.
What's the problem?
Frank, a long time ago, I'm 51. I saw a movie with Jimmy Stewart, Strother Martin, George Kennedy, and another Kurt Russell.
Okay.
It was called Fool's Parade.
Fool what?
It had James Stewart in it. You know, Jimmy Stewart.
Are you having a bowel movement? Whoa. What are you doing? What happened to your voice?
Okay, here we go. Okay. No, anyway.
Go ahead, we're with you.
I could not find a copy of that movie anywhere. I saw it once as a child back in 72, and I haven't forgot it. I mean, I've been on YouTube. There's a short little clip of it on YouTube.
It's called Fool's Parade? Is that right? Fool's Parade.
Fool's Parade.
Was it that good? Why are you looking for it? Was it that good?
It was really good. Jimmy Stewart plays Johnny Appleyard. He was in prison, and he got a bunch of money, and this was during the Depression. And when he got out of prison, they had a check. And he went to the bank to cash the check. Well, the banker didn't want to cash his check, so Johnny decided he wanted to strap some DuPont high-velocity nitroglycerin TNT to his body, and he wasn't walking out of that bank without his money. So the banker was calling his bluff, and here it goes. He fires up one of the sticks of dynamite, and George Kennedy and the banker just start sweating bullets, and finally they cashed his check. But in the end of the movie, George Kennedy had a dog, one of those red-bone hounds like in Beverly Hillbillies, and this dog liked to play fetch. Well, George Kennedy threw a stick of dynamite into a house where Jimmy Stewart was held up. Well, the dog went and got it and brought the stick of dynamite back.
Oh, that's not good. That's
I know.
Not good. I have a
but
clip.
Anyway,
I have
a great movie.
I have
I
a clip.
Loved it, and all my life I've been looking for a copy of that movie to buy or rent, and I can't find it.
I just found a clip of George Kennedy from that movie. I'll play it for you.
Really?
He's telling Jimmy Stewart, come out of that house. Well, here it is. I want you to come out of that house now.
No, that's not George Kennedy. That was Ted Kennedy.
Oh, that's right. That was a Ted Kennedy clip. Yeah, sorry. Hey, that was wrong.
It says here it was never released on VHS or DVD, but
on
eBay, it looks like some people have made their own copies, I guess, from a TV, when it aired on television, and they sell it on DVD. So
I see.
I cannot believe that you can't get that if it was on TV.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I thought, too.
I just went on eBay and found two of them right now. One $20, one $23.
And they're on what, DVD?
Yeah, they're on DVD.
There you go. Go on eBay.
Well, there we go, then. Problem solved.
Well, we've done it again. Singers?
We've done it again.
There you go.
Yeah,
Frank, Dan, Eon, the Peon, you guys have a great day.
All right, thank you, Scott. Thanks.
Have a good day.
You could find anything on eBay.
We've never let them down.
No.
Never. I need to take a break. But before I do that, I'm going to take one more phone call. I love phone calls. Let's take, this should be Sam. Sam, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Wow, it's a female, Sam.
Hey.
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, yesterday I heard I have a crazy echo going on. I can hear myself talking.
What?
You know what, Dan? That is so easy and obvious.
Yeah,
it's not even funny. You know, Sam, you say, I've got an echo, and Dan goes, what?
Kindergartner,
yeah. Yeah, kindergartner could do that.
Yeah.
I apologize for him. Go ahead, Sam.
I'm proud.
Yesterday, I heard you talking about how you guys think it's cool whenever
women pleasure themselves in the car.
Well, or just, like, flash you or something.
No, yeah. Yes.
Stop it right now.
It can make your month.
We're already getting excited. Yes,
yeah.
We do.
I just want to say, that would be so fun to do.
Then do it.
And yeah. I would do it, but you have to worry about crazy people that would take down your place and follow you.
No. Do it
that's
here.
That's why we don't do it.
Yeah,
no.
638 Westport
Sam,
Plaza.
Sam, you come here to our window and do it, and we will swear under oath and promise no photos, just a moment's pleasure. Now, that's all it would be. You can come here, and you're safe.
Come by the station.
Yeah, we won't make you stand out in the hallway and do it where the public is. We'll even let you come inside.
Why don't you come in the studio?
Yeah.
Close the blinds.
Yeah.
Why don't you come in the studio and do it for 45 minutes?
Yeah. You could be a co-host the whole show that day.
Just sit there.
3 hours. As long as you sit here with Topless, that's fine with us. So, Sam, give that some thought, okay?
Thanks, bye.
All right, thank you, Sam.
She made it clear
she wants to flash us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as a man, who wouldn't, if you had a woman say, boy, I would really...
like to flash you?
No. If as a man, you would feel the same way of trying to flash. If a woman wanted you to flash them,
you can't even talk.
Stuttering and stammering.
Oh, summer down there.
It may happen with Sam, but that's great as a woman that she would get thrilled by that.
Yes.
Just seeing a reaction from men enjoying.
She's honest.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, thousands of women who are decent looking and have a decent looking set would, if they told the truth, on occasion, there's just an exhilarating feeling about show them.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be flattering that men are enjoying seeing that.
Again, no victims.
It would be an ego booster.
No victims. No one's hurt. No sin.
Confidence booster.
Arousing for everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
win,
wins.
Win. I think she may do it. She sounded like she was.
Yeah.
Well, if she doesn't, then she's a tease.
Yes. Okay.
Advice,
there's a name for that. It's called D-teaser. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to be one of those, Sam.
No.
I have a couple of terrific emails from Matheny Heating and Cooling. I will share them with you now. Here's the first one. Frank, I wanted you to know, as a result of the show, we contacted Matheny and were very pleased with their service. We required the replacement of a heat pump. And from the salesperson to the installers, they were outstanding. They even made a special trip to install some coolant, get our unit going until the new one could be installed. This is another quality sponsor. Keep up the great work. Dennis, thank you. Here's the next one. Frank, I came home yesterday, met my neighbors in the driveway. He asked if I was having air conditioning problems. I said I wasn't. He said, well, I can hear it. And what the point of this email is, this guy's compressor is making a horrible noise, and his neighbor is telling. He said, I thought it was going to tear itself apart when I finally heard it. And then I went inside to a warm house. I called Matheny after 5 o'clock. Their answering machine said they were closed, but you can call their emergency number, and the tech would get back to me. 10 minutes later, John, a technician, called. He was in Bridgeton. I'm in Manchester. He said he'd be there in 30 minutes. 5 o'clock traffic. That would be a miracle. He made it in 40 and went right to work. In about 5 minutes, he knew exactly what was wrong. Fortunately, it was something simple. The wire ties holding the wiring in place had rotted over time, and a wire fell over the fan and stopped it. 10 minutes later, after cleaning and oiling the fan bearings, it was up and running. It's an older unit, but he said they're good units. It should be fine. This is a terrific email. He says, I did use them earlier for the first time, was just as happy with them then. He said, I'd been working with another heating and cooling company for approximately 30 years. But unfortunately for them, Matheny is the company for me. Yeah. 30 years he dumps his old heating and cooling company. Thank you for your guidance. This was written Friday. He said, I know you're on assignment. Tom, what was that? What in the world? What was that?
My microphone was off.
What, you blew your nose?
No, it was a sneeze.
That is unprofessional. Wow.
He tried to cover it up, too.
I did. I covered my nose with a Kleenex.
Usually when you try to cover them up, it sounds worse. Then it's like it really kind
it's of like
forces
the,
out.
Those you know, trumpet mutes.
You know, Tom, thank you for the email. You just
sorry,
ruined,
Matheny.
Just ruined Matheny. You may have cost us that account. That was the worst sneeze ever. It didn't even sound like a sneeze. Here's what it sounded like.
It just went.
Sorry, everybody. See, Peon's getting ready to go on vacation. He's ready to go on vacation, so he's got sort of that I don't care attitude. I've been there. I've done that. Well, we have to take a break. We're coming back. This is, just in case you didn't know, if you're calling and holding, please hang on because we will get back to you. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me. Let's check in with Tim Weiland and look at traffic, Tim.
All right, Dan, this report's brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Well, they've been working this accident basically all day on southbound 55 down by Herculaneum. The right lane is blocked. It looks like you've got about, a mile and a half, 2 mile backup as you go down through the Herculaneum area. We have eastbound 40 is running a little bit slow from Mason up through Highway 270. Northbound 55, you're backed up south of Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound 40, things just a little bit slow at Hampton. This report also brought to you by KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken's $5 fill up. Have a chicken dinner for breakfast, lunch, or dinner and fill up. KFC, it's still finger licking good. Offer includes three tenders, side, biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. A sudden accident, an unexpected illness or medical condition can cause your rates to skyrocket. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your five best rates from nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-0511. That's 1-800-700-0511. 1-800-700-0511. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware in Webster Groves.
Isn't our store in Ladue?
Well, yes, but I bought Mac Hardware in Webster Groves.
When did this happen?
Well, Bob and Jim McGarriel called me in February to say they were ready to retire and ask if I was interested in buying Mac Hardware.
Sweet. Do we have grills in Webster?
Yes, we have Weber grills and Smokin' Brothers smokers.
What about screen repair?
Of course.
Valspar paint?
We have Valspar paint and Cabot deck stains.
Fun and friendly service from a knowledgeable staff.
It wouldn't be Schnars without it.
Well, I'm excited.
This means we have to change our tagline.
Well, we actually have popcorn because it's a key element of the tagline.
I have ordered the popcorn machine, so it'll be there. Ready?
Yes.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
Now with two locations. Wow, it's weird saying that.
Really? Let me try. Now with two locations. Yes, that is different, but exciting, eh? So stop by and see us at 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue, or call us at 314-993-0910.
Or 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves, 314-961-4522.
So I'm talking to Stuart the other day. Of course, you know I mean Stewie from Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's amazing to me that most people have no idea just how much money can be saved by refinancing now with Stewart's Bagel Loan. Stewart stated that saving even a small amount of money, say $45 a month, you're saving more than 16 grand on a 30-year loan. And believe me, most people save a lot more than that. But this is something our government is not going to let last forever, so act now. Plus, Stewart's Bagel Loan, there's no closing costs, and your call to Stewart takes about 10 minutes. He'll do the rest. A 10-minute phone call to save that kind of money. How many phone calls bring you that kind of results? Don't be confused. Only one. Stewart's American Mortgage. Call him now, 314-324-4440. 324-4440 or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
Rip City is the place to take family or friends to watch a cards game. Rip City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rip City.
Tired of fighting with your lawn hose every day? Time to get Dynagreen's perfect garden hose. Dynagreen's kink-free, helix-wrapped hose provides crush, kink, and abrasion protection. In fact, Dynagreen's hose maintains flexibility in extreme temperatures, and most importantly, it coils easily. So for that perfect garden hose and for that perfect green lawn, find your local independent lawn and garden dealer at DynagreenInfo.com. For your local Dynagreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
We're coming right back on these phones. They are all filled up. This is going to be a great day for phone calls. Let's start with John. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, Frank. AM into PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, I got a couple things, but first off, I want to check in and see if you were still looking for somebody to come over to your window and pleasure themselves.
Not you.
Yeah.
Not you.
No.
And we didn't want that.
We don't even want that. We're just looking to get back to the old good old flashing day.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for offering.
You're taking it to another dark place.
you're taking it to a place we don't want to go.
It's just wrong. But I've been listening a couple of days. I think it was last Thursday. You had that guy sitting upside down in a chair.
Oh, my Charlie.
Was that who it was? No. I think that was a – was that still a talent? Was that a talent he had? Or?
No, it wasn't for the talent count. He was just sharing with us his special ability and said anybody could do it.
That was unbelievable.
Yes, I agree.
The other thing is, earlier today, I accidentally landed on a different station, and they gave out the heat alert about wearing layers of clothes. I thought, no, that's not right.
No.
That's just not right.
No. You got to listen to us. They probably told you to check on the elderly and all that.
Exactly.
No. Elderly.
And the last thing, you were talking about growing up as a kid and sprinklers and stuff yesterday.
Right.
I'm watching, I got four of my grandkids over here, two boys from Florida, and they were in the backyard. And my granddaughter is four, and they're five and seven, and they were out there playing around in a hose. It just reminded me of that. And they were having such a great time with a hose, and then she's over here all the time, and she was drinking out of it. And they're from Florida, and apparently in Florida you can't drink out of the hose water or something.
Mm.
And they come running in the house like she was going to die. And I go, no, it's St. Louis water's fine. But I never seen that many kids have that much fun with a stupid hose.
Simple garden hose. I'm telling you, still the greatest thing for summer, a garden hose.
It still happens. Still
they can't drink out of a hose in Florida.
I think they got some kind of sulfur in the water. If you're down there and all the sprinklers come on in the morning, the water stinks. I don't know what the deal is with that water.
Wow.
But, yeah, you can't. I don't know. Nobody drinks out of the faucets or anything.
Well, I'm going to tell you really quickly. One of the greatest undercover sort of research TV programs I ever saw was John Stossel. And he took a bunch of water snoots up in New York City to a restaurant that's known for its fine bottled water. And they have regular customers who pay, you know, $4, $5, $6 for a bottle of water. And it's a high-end restaurant. And he got about 8 people at the table to agree to do water testing. And they all swore they absolutely know the best water from regular water. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. So he puts unlabeled, the labels are in the inside. You can't see them until you peel off what's underneath. He has 8 waters, and they show him preparing for this test outside the back of the restaurant with a garden hose filling a nice-looking bottle. Do you know the garden hose water out of 8 waters came in 3rd? And these people actually were getting mad. Because they had chosen they all voted it is the 3rd. It beat Avion. They were mad. They're mad only because they realized how stupid they are.
And it still goes on today.
It does.
I look at those coolers full of bottled water and I just shake my head.
Well, we're all guilty of getting. We're guilty of. I don't know what we're guilty of, but I can't believe that there are people who won't even think of drinking out of the faucet. They won't do it. It's got to be bottled or filtered or whatever. John, thank you for the call.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
You bet. It's true. I mean, if you, we should have gotten in on that deal, on the bottled water thing. There, people have made a fortune on bottled water. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Things are good for Bob.
It's Bob with 1-0.
Bob.
You know, why don't you have AIM in the PM water? I mean, you got to
might as well.
Right there.
Yeah.
Do it for some charity and have AIM in the PM water.
No, forget charity.
Charity.
We talk about it. We'll take the money.
The Frank O'Pena Retirement Fund.
That's
charity.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Charity.
That's right.
Hey, I was in a bathroom last night in a little rest stop, a little gas station, and I saw one of these vending machines, you know, that sell the condoms.
Sure.
And they always have some other slot that you can put your money in to get something. It's usually called like treasure tricks or pleasure picks,
right?
Money grab or something.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. That's why
I'm calling. Buy one. Put the money in.
I'm not spending 75 cents. And then that I could just get one. I don't know what the rest in there. And I was wondering, you know, if anybody of your callers, because I've had a big discussion last night with what is in these things.
Well, it costs you 75 cents to find out. Just buy
It would might have cost me like $7.50 because I would just keep saying, okay, what else do they have?
What's next?
Yeah.
And I thought I could call in to the world's most intelligent listeners, unless that's Paul Harvey's show, stuck their money in.
I'm sure somebody will call in. So what you're saying is there's the condom thing where the condom falls out, but there's another sort of.
Usually I've seen before it'll say a gel you can get like Bob said, it's like a mystery wheel where you don't know what it's going to be. It could be one of five different things or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get suckered into buying those, but I do want to know what they are.
It's unusual anymore that you see those condom machines, because you'll see those machines now, and they have Advil, and they have aspirin.
Those are in the nicer places.
Rural places.
Yeah, you're not going to dirty enough places.
No.
You got to go bad truck
stop. Station. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah. I want to know who's even still buying condoms in a bathroom.
Condoms are for sailors, baby.
Yeah, but exactly. Why? When
you can, behind the counter, you can buy...
Because you know why? At the gas station, you don't have to be embarrassed by putting it on the counter. There's some people that don't want to put it up on the counter. And I don't know why. That's not embarrassing. That's flattering.
Yeah. It means that you're going to get some.
Hey, I'm going to do it tonight.
Yeah. I'm getting some.
Bob, you know what I always thought would be a good idea is a spray-on condom. Like an aerosol that you spray on.
No, somebody did this. It's like Nu Skin, that stuff you spray on to cover scrapes or something. Somebody tried this. Oh. I remember it in the news. Yes, they did.
But and where?
For whatever reason, it didn't go over.
Probably
very well.
The quality control. They weren't able to guarantee that it would.
That you sprayed it and applied it right.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's a good idea, Bob. We'll look into this other thing.
And forget A and the P and water, too.
I'll remember that. Thank you, Bob. Bob with 1-0 and Bob with 2 B's, I might add. Long-time regular caller. Can I take another one? We got a little time. Just one
Barb
more.
Has a pretty good story.
So.
Well, let me get Barb in here, and then we'll take a break. Barb, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's your story?
Well, I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller.
Thank you.
Yes, and years ago, I used to work for Kelly Services, you know, as a secretary.
Kelly,
and I was working over in St. Louis and living in St. Charles. I had a long distance to drive. Well, at this time, you had to wear heels, pantyhose, and all this clothes. So I get in my car, and the air conditioner's not working.
Oh, boy.
So it's hotter than blazes. So I take off my jacket, and then I decide... These pantyhose have just got to go.
Yeah.
This is getting good. Keep going.
Right.
Keep going.
Don't rush through this story.
So I'm wrestling in the car, pulling off these pantyhose and driving at the same time. And I'm going down the street, and all of a sudden I hear toot, toot. I look up, and there's a trucker.
Uh-huh. Looking down.
Looking down, and he's giving me the okay baby sign. He stayed with me all the way until I pulled off in St. Charles.
Yeah, I was going to say he followed you to your house.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have died.
But see, Barb, you gave him a thrill. You made his day. You made his day. All you're doing is making yourself more comfortable, but you made his day.
But I'm thinking about that other thing, you know, the flashing thing with the boobies, you know?
Yeah. No, I know it well, yeah. What do you mean you're thinking about it? You want to try it sometime?
I don't think so.
Well, but if you don't, you know, think so
sure.
means...
You're not
trying
to get left off the road at my age.
No. You want to come by here for a test flash. We're here. Okay.
All right.
All right, Barb. Thank you.
You're welcome.
welcome.
We've opened something up here.
We have
cracked open the secret vault of desires for flashing.
Wow.
We provide so many services here.
What? Keep it going. Keep it going.
We don't have to. They will. Listeners will. Here's what I got to keep going. I got to keep people going into a Meanies. Parking lot looked pretty full. They got a huge parking lot. I mean, huge. So they can accommodate lots of customers. And then the store itself is huge. Big copper dome on top. Love the email I had 2 days ago from the guy that said he went in there. He said, it's the coolest store I've ever seen in my life. There. That's exactly the way I felt when I first went into a Meanies. I thought, I've never been in a place like this. I got to tell you, no offense to a Meanies, but the outside of the building is nothing special. The copper dome is neat, but it says something like homes, rugs, games. Okay, that's not enough to cover it. But if they put out there everything they have, the sign would be a half mile long. Yeah, they have things for your home. I think everything in there is for your home. And they have rugs and they have games, but they have jukeboxes and they have home theater furnishings and they, the leather furniture. And they have the Jaffe lighting collection, lighting for any room in your house. It's beautiful. It's upstairs where they're doing some remodeling, so they have some things on sale that they want to move out so they can move some other things in. Patio furniture, the number one category in sales. And you're going to see why. It is probably the most spectacular, best-built patio furniture you will ever see anywhere. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley, aminis.com.
Hello?
You listen to us, we listen to you.
I listen to your show a lot. First time I've called.
What do you think about us?
Just discovered your show, and you're the best thing that's hit talk radio, and I can't remember when.
Let us know on the Big 550 KTRS comment line at 314-453-5555.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Call us at 314-453-5555 and tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
314-453-5555.